Today I'm joined by Jude to talk about an exciting new venture which is soon to take place in Cook. Hi, Jude.
Hi, Angelique.
Hi. You're the volunteer coordinator at St. Gaspard's Hospice, and you're here today to speak about the new opening of a brand new shop in Cook. So first of all, could you tell our listeners who might have not yet heard of St. Gaspard's Hospice a bit more about it?
Yes, certainly. The hospice was opened in 1988, and we provide care for people with life-limiting conditions, as well as supporting their families. We have a day hospice which looks after up to 15 patients 4 days a week, mm-hmm. Offering physiotherapy and complementary therapies. And we also have an inpatient unit as well, which offers 24-hour care for people living across County Durham.
Okay. You do quite also a few activities as well and events, don't you?
We do, yes. We do a range of fundraising events to try and raise money for the hospice throughout the year. Yes, that's right.
On top of that, you have many charity shops. Could you tell us about roughly how many charity shops you might have at present?
At present, we have 8 across County Durham.
Okay. So, yes, so you have quite a few charity shops. What about the number of volunteers? Do you have an idea of how many you might have?
We've got, it's almost 400 volunteers now.
Wow.
And they volunteer across all areas of the hospice. And we really couldn't operate without them. They're absolutely invaluable to our service.
Uh-huh. So yeah, we mentioned that you're opening a new St. Gaspard's Hospice shop in Crook. Could you tell us why you chose Crook for this exciting new venture?
Well, in recent years, the hospice has expanded its reach across, the whole of the county.
Mm-hmm.
And we have seen an increasing number of Weir Valley residents accessing our free palliative care and bereavement support services.
Mm-hmm.
So it did just seem like the right time to open up a new shop in Crook and continue to reach out to even more people across the county with life-limiting illnesses.
When will it be opening? Are you hoping it will be opening?
We're currently confirming the opening date at the moment. We're looking at the first week in June.
Okay, so it's getting close now.
It's getting very close, yes. It's all getting very exciting.
Yeah. So I believe you're looking for volunteers, aren't you, for this new shop?
We are, yes. We have had an absolutely fantastic response so far from the community, across Crook, and which we've been absolutely thrilled about.
Mm-hmm.
But we do still need more people to come forward to make sure that all of the shifts for the shop are covered. We're looking at the shop's going to be open Monday through to Saturday,
okay,
from around about 9:30 through till 4:00. So there's lots of opportunities, lots of times when people can get involved
mm-hmm.
volunteering with the shop.
Okay, so how can people get more information if they wish to get involved?
They can visit our website, which is stcuthbertshospice.com. They can give me a call, and my direct line is 0191 374 6169, or they can email us as well, and the email address is volunteer@stcuthbertshospice.com.
Is there any specific thing you're looking for in a volunteer?
The most important thing we're looking for is enthusiasm.
Okay.
We've got, looking at our retail volunteers at the moment, we have some people who have already maybe got some retail experience
mm-hmm.
and are looking to bring that to the role. But then equally, we've got other people who are maybe looking to get back into work
mm-hmm.
or wanting a change of role maybe, and looking to kind of gain that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great way to gain and develop communication skills, customer service skills. And we have had a number of our volunteers have gone on from volunteering actually into paid employment.
Right.
So it can make a massive difference, not just to the hospice itself, but also to the individual who's coming and volunteering.
Because this is it, isn't it? Not only that you're helping out a great cause, you also gain experience from it as well.
That's it, absolutely, yes, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time. And all I say is good luck for the opening of this new shop.
Oh, thank you very much.